So welcome to the first NWSL preview show that we at Women's Soccer Zone are going to be recording over the next 9 days. A first for Women's Soccer Zone as we attempt to do 9 shows in 9 days with 9 clubs and 9 interviews. So a lot of work for us over the next 10 days, but something that we were keen to do because the NWSL, in my view, still the best league in the world, and we need to give it the attention that it warrants. So, to be able to do these previews, I need help, and I have a worthy individual to give me that support. A friend of the show, a friend of a magazine we work very closely with, Our Game Magazine. I am joined by someone who's been on the show before, JJ Duke. JJ, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, Kieran, good. And yourself?
I'm all right. Conscious that we have a lot of work to do over the next 9 days, but looking forward to it nonetheless. And with this first show, we look at the Boston Breakers. We're going to go alphabetically, so on this show we are focusing solely on the Boston Breakers. So, busy off-season and busy pre-season for the Breakers after what can only be described as a disappointing campaign in 2014. I guess my first question to you would be, what can we expect from Boston in terms of how they may perform this year?
You know, this is kind of a team that stumps me in a little bit. Like you said, disappointing last year, not by personnel, because you look at some of the players that were on the team last year. You obviously start in goal with Alyssa Nair, one of the best goalkeepers in the league, led the league in saves. But at times her defense let her down, and, you know, the job as a goalie is to keep your team in the game, and she did at times, but they couldn't score. But then again, they come and surprise you where, you know, half of their results last season, 3 wins and a draw, came against eventual playoff teams. So, you know, it was just kind of a surprising season last year for the Breakers. Picked up a little bit towards the end, but they dug themselves too deep of a hole. And also by the schedule, if you do remember, 8 of their 11 home matches were played before the midpoint of the season. So it was kind of a rough go for them. Now, focusing on this year, it's a young team. You know, a lot of questions on how they're going to mesh. A few players departed, a few players in, still some returners, but, you know, the one key constant with this team is, unlike other squads in the NWSL, they're going to be having that same group basically for the entire year, minus maybe 1 or 2 players who will be leaving for their national teams.
Well, that's why I was going to jump in there. In the previous season in the NWSL, international players have played a big part in team successes. Now, looking at the Boston Breakers, other than Alyssa Nair, no US Women's National Team allocated players. This could play into their hands, couldn't it? Because while those players are from other clubs are away representing their countries in Canada, Boston, as you already said, will have the same squad virtually for the whole entire campaign.
Yeah, and it helps that, you know, having that entire roster there for the full season is going to help. They're going to mold together in the preseason. They're going to play that first, you know, 5 or 6 weeks with that first team. And then when everybody leaves, it'll just be Alyssa Nair who will be gone. Then also on their active roster at the time is Bianca Sierra of the Mexican national team. Now, she hasn't reported to camp. You know, still questions of whether if the Mexican national team players are going to be coming back in after the World Cup. That yet is remained to be seen. No Canadian national team players on the current Boston roster. So, yeah, it's basically going to be the entire pickings for Tom Durkin of who he wants to choose in his 18 every week.
The biggest challenge, though, for that team, in my opinion, and whether you agree or not, you can give yours, is going to be that team gelling together quickly, because there's been a lot of changes there, hasn't there? The likes of Heather O'Reilly, Leanne Sanderson, Joe Lohman, experienced players have all left the club, and they've been replaced by youngsters such as Morgan Marlborough, Cassie Coleman. These players really need to gel quickly if they are going to make a quick start and try and be in the right end of the table early on, aren't they?
No, you've hit it right on the head. I mean, you know, you look down the roster and you can say with confidence you only have a handful of players that have played professional soccer doesn't matter where they've played professional soccer, but just professional soccer players in general, you know, the most experience on the team does come in the back with Kat Whitehill and also Katie Schepfer, who's been with Boston for years, it seems. But outside of those two, it's hard to find a player that's been playing professionally for more than two seasons. So, yeah, it's going to be a big learning curve for this team. But I think with that comes that youthful exuberance and also maybe kind of that mindfulness of the unknown. No, you know, previous, you know, things to grade by. Just go out there and go after it. And I think that's where this team can be dangerous.
But they still have got other players who could be an influence, can't they? We say no other US women's national team players, but they do have Christy Mewis, who has represented the US women's national team. They do have the Brazilian trio that have come in, who are sure to be a little bit of an unknown to most who are following the game, and certainly to me, I don't know much about them. But that unknown quantity, along with players like Christy Mewis, who will no doubt be one of the more influential players, that combination could work to their advantage, couldn't it?
No, you're absolutely right. And you're also you're missing Kat Whitehill, who is a longtime veteran of the United States national team, who's been in Boston for now. This will be her fourth season, played in 2012 with the WPSL Elite team. Then the past 2 years with the Breakers, hasn't missed a match. So you know, the thing is, their back line is almost intact to where it was last year. At least if they had a full-strength roster, where in the back you have Whitehill and Rachel Wood in the center. And then on the flanks you'll have Christy Mewis. Now if they plan to move her a little bit higher up the pitch, that remains to be seen. And then now you have a newcomer on the other flank with Cassie Coleman, who had a very strong rookie campaign with FC Kansas City. Started from day one and was a presence in that roster, so she knows what it takes to have success in this league, also winning a championship with FCKC, may I add. So, you know, the defense is there, and obviously with Alyssa Nair, her, you know, it goes without saying what she brings to the team. The big question here is, where are the goals going to come from?
And that's where pressure on players like Morgan Marlborough will come, I guess. But I guess my another question I'd have, how important is it that Boston Breakers get off to a quick start? Because we're not expecting US women's national team players to play much of the first half of the season before the World Cup. We've already mentioned that Boston don't have many players who will be missing. Therefore, do they have the slight advantage in the first half of the season that they're going to have that side pretty much throughout the whole campaign? And then the second half of the season, when those US women's national team players and Canada women's national team players start to come back, it may well be that Boston have got a head start on those teams.
Yeah, well, I'm, you know, pulling up what their schedule looks like for this, you know, first part of the season. So they open away to Portland. That's, you know, that's a daunting task. Home to the Houston Dash, away to Western New York, away to Chicago. That game is going to be played at Toyota Park, which is home to the Chicago Fire of the MLS. And then this is where things open up a little bit after those first few weeks, starting, I believe, May the 9th and the 16th, that fourth and fifth week where teams will be depleted. So here's their schedule. Portland at home, Sky Blue at home, FC Kansas City at home, and Washington Spirit on the road. That's a pretty friendly schedule, because you look at FC Kansas City, that's going to be team depleted. Portland Thorns, team depleted with many missing players. Almost, I think, up to, my count was correct at one time, 9 or 10 players could possibly not be available. Sky Blue, not so much. Washington Spirit, they will have some holes, but they have a deep enough team that I'm not really too, you know, afraid for their sake that they're going to be in a position. But, you know, those are points that are up for grabs. Now, you know, common theme this year is you can't win it in the first half of the season in terms of getting into the playoffs, but you can certainly dig yourself a big hole if you can't grab points, especially in that 4 to 5 week window where you're going to be without your national team players.
And there's the added bonus for Boston this year of playing in a new stadium, playing in a new home. That's sure to give the players a bit of a boost.
Yeah, so for those who are unfamiliar, they're not moving far. They're moving within the university, or Harvard University, I should say, from the big Harvard Stadium to the Soldiers Field Soccer Stadium. Now this, I've been calling for this personally for a while. It is a beautiful soccer venue, a college venue, yes, but I had the opportunity to watch a couple of years ago the New England Revolution of the MLS. They hosted a U.S. Open Cup game for you, Kieran. That's the men's version of the FA Cup at that venue against the New York Red Bulls. 4,500 people, they packed it in, standing room only, great atmosphere. Now, I think this is going to be a venue that's still fairly close to, within Boston city limits, that people can just go right to the stadium. Now, they're not going to be in a massive facility and they feel like, kind of a little fish in a big pond, but they're going to be right on top of the action. I cannot wait to see the Breakers play in this stadium.
Absolutely. Well, I think you and I could talk about the Boston Breakers for quite a long time, but this is our first opportunity to hear from some of the players. And on this occasion, we actually have two Boston Breakers. And thankfully for us, it's two Boston Breakers who have been on the show previously. So we have Christy Mewis and newly acquired Morgan Marlborough. So JJ and I had a chat earlier this evening, and here's what they had to say about the upcoming season. So for this NWSL preview of the Boston Breakers, we're delighted to be joined not by one, but two members of the squad, Christy Mewis and Morgan Marlborough, who have coincidentally both been on Women's Soccer Zone before. So guys, how are you doing?
We're good, how are you? We're soaking up the sun here in Florida for our last couple hours before we have to go back to Boston.
Just rubbing it in while I sit here in a murky, grey, cold London flat, so thank you very much for that, guys. Really appreciate it. So, why don't one of you tell listeners and JJ and myself how preseason has gone for Boston and how things are shaping up for the new season?
Preseason has been good so far. We have a young, fresh team, so we're really just working hard to get ready for our first game against Portland. We obviously still have a lot to work on, but we've also done a lot of really good things, and I think we've improved in these last couple weeks. So we still have probably close to 2 weeks left before our first game, so we still have a lot to work on, but we are getting there, and I think everyone's really excited to get the season going.
Yeah, no, I was curious first with Christy, this is your second year with the club, but a lot of turnover from last year to this year. How has the group kind of meshed together?
It's kind of, like I said earlier, it's just like a new, fresh group. We got some good trades, just like we got Morgan and we got Cassie and a couple of other girls. And then we have a lot of rookies coming in with a lot of really good energy. And then we also have experience from, like Kat Whitehill, Katie Shepherd, and stuff like that. So I think we have a really good mix, and now it's just kind of making it work and fitting it all in and seeing how we can just kind of come together and have this year be successful.
A lot of new players at the club, guys. Morgan, you're one of them. How are you settling in? Is Christy looking after you?
Yeah, she's taking care of me. We have a lot of fun. We like to, yesterday, me and her went and hung out for a little while before we went out to dinner with the whole group. So we're getting to know each other, and it's been a good experience down here in Florida. It's a nice little break from the Boston cold weather, so we're enjoying it.
Yeah, sadly, I have to inform you guys, I live in New England as well, and it snowed another 3 to 5 inches. So you guys are lucky being down in Florida. But you guys played Jamaica twice, their women's national team, in friendlies, both 5-0 victories. But I'm curious to ask, what did you guys find out about yourself during those two matches?
I think it was really good to finally get out on a big field with everyone and see, it kind of exposes you and shows you what you really do need to work on. So, I mean, obviously we did well in both games, but it wasn't just about the 5-0 victory. Tom really wanted to see how we meshed together and how we played as a team and how fast we could play and, you know, like, our defensive shape, and he was kind of looking more at that stuff. He didn't really care about the score. So it was really good to get out there on a big field and be outside and play on the grass. So I think we did learn a lot about ourselves in these past two games, and we're just going to kind of build off of that when we get back.
Morgan, how important has it been these preseason games for you to integrate yourself into that side?
Oh, it's been really important. And I also think it was a good opportunity to see how your teammates are playing and learn their tendencies and how you can help them and how they can help you. And so I think that besides, you know, working hard in practice every day, it's important to show what you're working on in practice and apply that to the game situations.
Well, I was interested, and actually it was something that JJ raised before we came on to speak to you guys. You're going to be playing in a new stadium. Which is going to be, from what I know, a lot more impressive than where you have been playing previously. How much are you guys looking forward to that, and how much of an influence do you think it will have on trying to better how you did last year?
Yeah, I mean, Morgan wasn't there, wasn't on the team last year for our games in, you know, like the big stadium at Harvard. So that field was kind of frustrating, just because we kind of got swallowed up by the stadium and whatnot. So I think a lot of the girls that are coming back are really excited to show the new girls, you know, our new stadium. And I think it's going to be a way better soccer environment. You know, like, the audience will be so much closer to the field. It's going to be more of like an intimate type of atmosphere. So, and I mean, that turf field is my favorite turf field I've ever played on, even though, you know, turf isn't really anyone's favorite. But I think it's a really nice turf field, and it's a great setup, and I think it's going to be, you know, a lot more exciting and a lot more fun for the audience and the teams to come and play us on that field.
This is for Christine. You know, one of the top draft picks that Boston had from this year was Stephanie McCaffrey, who you played with in college for a little bit. I know also when she was drafted, you two are both in the national team camp at the same time. So, you know, tell us a little bit about what she can bring to the table from her college game now going into the pro game.
She's got a lot of energy. She's kind of like a big ball of energy. And she's really quick, so that's going to help us. I think we need someone in our lineup somewhere with her quickness and her speed, and I think that's what she's going to bring. She's a great she takes defenders on. She's like a great 1v1 attacker, and she works really hard, and I think she's gonna be a great fit for us, so we're excited to have her.
Morgan, how important was your spell at Glasgow City FC and playing in the UEFA Women's Champions League, and what have you brought from that experience to Boston?
That was a really good experience for me. I think it helped to boost my confidence because I was able to play consistently, you know, 90 minutes week in and week out, and playing against the competition in Champions League was a really good experience for me. And so I think that the main thing from that was it gave me a lot more confidence for my game.
They could have done with you against PSG. I don't know if you saw the scoreline.
I know, I did. I was rooting for them.
Christy, it's a few months since you and I spoke when you were out in Japan. How much Japanese have you managed to teach the rest of the squad?
I kind of have, like, forgotten some of it myself. Like, I feel like everyone's like, oh, like, do you know any Japanese? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I think about it, and I'm like, wow, I really don't remember anything. But, you know, I'm always, like, sharing experiences that I had over in Japan, and I really do miss it. I miss the girls, I miss the coach, I miss the team environment. It was just so great over there, and I think it only helped me being over there, just probably like Morgan, when she was overseas. So I loved it, and hopefully maybe someday I can go back there. But yeah, I haven't been really keeping up with my Japanese lately, I'm not going to lie.
Okay. All right, no problem. Well, I guess my final question, and it's probably one that you can both answer individually, what are your personal aims and your personal goals for this season with the Boston Breakers?
I would say mine is just to, you know, get on the field and help the team in any way I can. Whatever I can bring to the lineup, that's what I want to do, and I hope that I can just make an impact whenever I'm on the field.
Christy?
Obviously, I want our record to be better than last year, and I hopefully want to make a run for, you know, the end of the season for the finals. Obviously, that should be everyone's goal, but I think really it's just to be better than last year and be better than yesterday and kind of just keep moving forward. And I think our team is going to be really strong this year. We have new faces. We have young, fresh talent and new people. So I think the best is yet to come for us.
Women's Soccer Zone. Follow the show on Twitter at WOSO Zone.
So that was Christy Mewis and Morgan Marlborough speaking about the upcoming season. Very enthusiastic, clearly, and very much looking forward to the season ahead. And that wraps up our first NWSL preview for the 2015 season with the Boston Breakers. JJ and I will be back tomorrow as we preview the Chicago Red Stars tomorrow. So join us to listen to our preview of the team, and hopefully we might be able to bring you a little interview as well. So JJ, thanks very much for your help on this one, mate.
No problem. Looking forward to the rest.
And we will see you all tomorrow.